Dr. Foot newsletter, our special offer to all newsletter subscribers. 10% off your next purchase when you use the coupon code EZINE10. Valid only until the 28th of February 2014.
Dr. Foot e-newsletter. Welcome to the latest issue of Dr. Foot's e-newsletter. This is the first issue for February 2014, with over 200,000 subscribers. This newsletter is published every fortnight to inform and educate people about proper foot care skills and techniques, provide tips on foot care, review foot care products, and highlight problems people have with their feet. We begin with our featured article, Fitness and Foot Pain.
If you are among the masses of well-meaning people joining a gym or vowing to make use of exercise equipment purchased in the past, it's important not to miss a step by evaluating your footwear and health. Foot pain is never normal and should be treated by a trained specialist. With rising obesity statistics also comes an increase in diabetes, heart disease, and other related illnesses. Exercising and maintaining a healthy weight are two preventative measures that require healthy feet. So before beginning an exercise program, make sure your feet are fit, flexible and strong. Considering that a 120-pound person walking a single mile exerts the equivalent of approximately 63 tons, which is a force greater than 125,000 pounds on each foot, it's no wonder that foot pain and injuries are so common. Simple strengthening exercises can help prevent common foot injuries. Some of the most common foot pain associated with exercise can be avoided by warming up properly and cooling down with basic massage techniques. Proper fit of shoes is important. Purchase shoes later in the day. That's when feet are most fatigued and swollen. After purchasing new shoes, wear them at home for half an hour that evening. If there is a problem with the fit, you will feel it and should exchange or return the shoes. Avoid those with a tight fit with the hopes of breaking them in. A looser shoe is preferable to a tighter one. Shoes and sneakers with laces give the best fit, especially important for people with different sized feet or foot deformities. The widest part of the shoe should fit the widest part of the foot, especially by the ball of the foot. After purchasing the proper foot gear, follow these simple foot exercises that can be done at home or at the gym before you work out. 1. Toe points. While standing, do toe raises, toe points and toe curls. Hold each position for 5 seconds and repeat 10 times. This is a perfect way to help alleviate toe cramps and strengthen calf muscles. 2. Toe squeezes. Place a foam toe separator between your toes and squeeze for 5 seconds. Repeat 10 times. This is a good strengthening exercise for people who suffer from hammer toes or toe cramps. 3. The roll. Applying light pressure and rolling a golf ball under the ball of your foot for approximately 2 minutes creates an instant massage for the bottom of the foot. This exercise is perfect for people who suffer from plantar fasciitis or heel pain syndrome, cramps or arch pain, and it feels great. If a golf ball is not readily available, any type of small ball will work just as well. And 4. Towel scoop. Place your gym towel on the floor and pick it up by only using your toes. Repeat this exercise 5 times. Try this if you have hammer toes, toe cramps, pain in the ball of your foot, or for overall strengthening. Now some foot massage techniques. A foot massage not only helps to release tension in your feet, but also increases circulation and maintains the health of the skin on your feet. The first step to a perfect foot massage is to be sure that you and your partner are sitting comfortably in separate chairs. If you are giving yourself a foot massage, simply lift your foot across your lap to begin. Next, apply a generous amount of emollient-enriched skin lotion or vitamin E cream to hydrate the skin. This not only moisturizes your foot, but also allows your hands to move smoothly. 1. Warm-up. To begin stimulating circulation and warming up your foot, hold the foot in your hands. Starting at the top of the foot, begin a long, slow stroking motion with your thumbs, from the tips of the toes, down your sole, to your heel, and up to your ankle. Retrace your strokes back to the toes and repeat 3 to 5 times or until the foot feels warm. 2. Ankle rotations. To loosen the ankle joint and relax your feet, cup the foot under the back portion of the heel in order to brace the foot and leg. Grip the foot with the other hand and turn it slowly at the ankle 5 times in each direction. 3. Toe stretch. Grasp the foot at the arch. With the other hand, starting with the big toe, hold the toe with your thumb and index finger and firmly pull the toe, slowly moving and squeezing your fingers up the sides of the toe. Repeat this movement twice on each toe. 4. Arch release. To help release tension in your foot's arch, hold the heel of the foot and use the other hand to apply pressure. Slide the heel of your hand along the arch from the ball of the foot towards the base of the ankle and back up the sole of the foot. Repeat 5 times. And 5. Cool down. End your foot massage with the same technique used in the warm-up. Then remove all excess lotion that may be left between your toes with soap and water and dry thoroughly.
News now of our new product. New design. Dr. Foot Adjustable Orthotic Sandals. Need orthotic support in warm weather, at the beach, after sports, or when you're not wearing shoes around the house? You need the Dr. Foot Orthotic Sandals. The Dr. Foot Adjustable Orthotic Sandals are unique orthotic sandals, which not only feature a built-in orthotic to support every footstep, but also have 2 adjustable Velcro forefoot supports to ensure an ideal fit. This orthotic sandal provides an improvement to open or loose orthotic footwear by the inclusion of 4-foot dual adjustable Velcro straps for comfort, fit, and medical benefit. Visit our website for more information. Now, a question from a patient. This question is from Mrs. Lynn Potts from the UK, who writes, "Dear Dr. Foot, I have been suffering from intense pain in the ball of my foot. There are no visible lesions there. Can you tell me what this could be? Thanks, Lynn Potts."
And here's Dr. Foot's answer. Hello, Mrs. Potts. This is Dr. Foot. It may be metatarsalgia. Metatarsalgia is a general term used to denote a painful foot condition in the metatarsal region of the foot. That's the area just before the toes, more commonly referred to as the ball of the foot. This is a common foot disorder that can affect the bones and joints at the ball of the foot. Metatarsalgia, ball of foot pain, is often located under the 2nd, 3rd, and 4th metatarsal heads, or more isolated at the 1st metatarsal head near the big toe. With this condition, one or more of the metatarsal heads become painful and/or inflamed, usually due to excessive pressure over a long period of time. It is common to experience acute, recurrent, or chronic pain with this common foot condition. Ball of foot pain is often caused due to improper fitting footwear, most frequently in women's dress shoes and other restrictive footwear. Footwear with a narrow toe box, the toe area, causes the ball of foot area to be forced into a minimal amount of space. This can inhibit the walking process and lead to extreme discomfort in the forefoot. Unloading the pressure to the ball of the foot can be accomplished with a variety of foot care products. Orthotics designed to relieve ball of foot pain usually feature a metatarsal pad. The orthotic is constructed with the pad placed behind the ball of the foot to relieve pressure and redistribute weight from the painful area to more tolerant areas. Other products often recommended include gel metatarsal cushions and metatarsal bandages. When these products are used with appropriate footwear, you should experience significant relief. Our recommended product for this condition is Queen Metatarsal Support, sold in pairs, and you can find them on our website. For 4-foot discomfort, It's designed to be worn with open shoes, such as sandals, and slim pumps as they're narrow. The queen metatarsal support backs up the metatarsal bones to keep them in the correct position. It has a cushioning pad for forefoot and metatarsal. It's extra thin, it's made from natural vegetable tanned leather, and is self-adhesive. Kind regards, Adam Brooke, Dr. Foot.
Visit our website www.drfoot.co.uk for 5-star reviews on shoe powder that eliminates bacteria that cause the foot odour, men's comfort shoes, 10-minute callus removal kit, imperial solution for athlete's foot, bunion night and day splints that can correct bunions, Aquiline gel for smelly feet, Gerwell fungal nail oil for fungus nails, Flexitol heel balm for dry cracked heels, Dr. Foot Pro insoles for flat feet, and silicone heel cups for heel pain.
For more information, please visit our website www.drfoot.co.uk, the world's most comprehensive foot care site for foot and leg pain. If you wish to be removed from this mailing list, please visit the website www.drfoot.co.uk. We respect the privacy of all subscribers and will not disclose your email address or any information about you to any third party. Reader feedback to this newsletter and its articles are welcomed and encouraged. Please feel free to email any foot care ideas or tips that you've tried and would like to share with others. Send your feedback, ideas or tips to info@drfoot.co.uk.
We hope you enjoyed this podcast. For more information on any other lower body healthcare topics, please visit our website www.drfoot.co.uk, where you can access information on foot conditions, shop online, access a discussion forum, request a live chat, or order a free catalogue. Do you know anybody with visual impairment? Do tell them they can listen to this podcast on our website and that previous editions are also available there. You can also write to Dr. Foot at P.O. Box 13426, Birmingham, B25, 9BX. Copyright 2014, Dr. Foot.